Today we're going to talk about the golden goose. If you are asking yourself what the fuck is a golden goose, es la gallina de los huevos de oro. We all know, well, almost everybody know the story of the golden goose, but for the younger generation, I'm going to recap the story fast. So, there was a farm, a family, they got a goose, una gallina, and every day the goose would drop a golden egg, un huevo de oro. Now, you know, I am a nerd. I don't have shit to do sometimes. So I started to run the numbers and I went to Google. I did some research, more or less each egg. If you have a golden egg, the weight will be more or less 1.2 kilograms. So 1 kilo con 200 gramos, 1.2 kilograms. And if you run the current price numbers, each ounce of gold is $2,400, so per egg you have $100,000 per egg. So cada huevo, $100,000. Imagine, your goose will give you every day a golden egg that has a value of a little bit more than $100,000 per day. To give you an idea of how good that shit is, you will be able to buy a house here in Surquillo, Lima, Peru, every 4 days. With that goose, you will be able to buy a house every 4 days. You'll be able to buy maybe 2 BMWs every day. A lot of horse putas como mierda. So, I mean, with one egg, you will be able to have almost all the prostitution of Lima in one day. But how the story continues. What happened is that one relative in the family said, hey, you know, if the goose is giving one egg per day, maybe it would be a good idea to kill the motherfucker and extract all the golden that might be inside the goose. So, you know, we all have that stupid member in the family that he never have money, but he believed that he has good ideas. Oh well, everybody follow the stupidity. The stupidity was exchanged between the family and they killed the goose. When they did it, they realized that there was nothing inside, was just a dead animal, and they cry. Now, many of us will say like, oh, what a stupid family, how they could kill the goose, but you'll be surprised. We all do that mistake almost always, and many people are even worse cases. I know people that they sold their land here in the south, in the sur de Lima, during the years 2000s. For example, they receive a heritage, una herencia, and in the year 2000s, I know like 3 or 4 people that they sold their land in Chilca for, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000. They felt rich in that moment in the 2000s, oh, $10,000. Now the same land is worth $80,000 or $100,000. So it's funny how people, they want to extract as much as possible in the moment and they kill the goose. Not only that, how many people we know that they sold their Bitcoin when the price was down because they wanted the money now. Oh, I want the money now. The situation is bad. They sold the Bitcoin. So that is something that always happens, is that people don't think in the long term and they don't realize that that golden goose is what produced the thing. People are more excited with the golden egg than with the goose. But we're going to check that out later. Now, the question goes like this. What can we learn? But before, I was forgetting the sponsor, me, inglesparacholos.com. I'm too excited with the golden goose that I forgot the sponsor, me. Inglesparacholos.com. Instead of going like huevonazo to the university and waste your money and 5 or 6 years of your valuable life, you can come to inglesparacholos.com. And also, please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. So, coming back to the topic. We all get distracted with the fancy things. We get distracted with the car. Sometimes I see like a Suzuki Jimny and I say, Jimny. I see the other one that is like a SUV, a Ford Bronco. Oh, wow, looks like a fancy car. Some people get distracted with the Rolex watch. But you know what is the real thing? It's the asset that produces the wealth. So always remember, the asset that produces the wealth is more important. Now, there is another situation here that it's not something that is happening now. It's something that always happened. Now it's obvious or more obvious because we have the social media thing. But the flex culture, la cultura de la presunción, if we can say it in some way, the flex culture is something that always had existed. But interesting enough, now with Instagram, with all the graphic apps, we want to show something. So imagine you trying to post a picture with your goose next to you. Nobody give a fuck. Oh, it's just a goose. It's una gallina. Are you going to have sex with the animal or something like that? Everybody will be like, oh, it's boring. Just a goose. Oh, yes, one like, right? But if you upload a picture with a golden egg, oh, wow, that's a golden egg. So that makes people start making mistakes. They don't focus in the thing that produced the stuff. And they get discouraged when, for example, they are starting their business. Let's say that you want to run your own restaurant, your own barber shop, or whatever, or maybe like an online business. And you see your friend flexing his car, flexing his fancy clothes, he's getting more attention, and you feel like a loser. Oh, this guy is more successful than me because he's receiving more likes. So be careful with that. I believe the likes are a big distraction these days. Many people are optimizing likes than wealth in this life. So be careful with that thing. Now, you know, as I mentioned, I'm a nerd, so I was asking myself why gold is going up, you know? We have the old news and the new news. The old news is that, you know, people are realizing that the fiat currency is a scam. I mean, never late to realize, right? But everybody's realizing that, well, you know, it's like the people are just printing the money, and whoever wants to print the money can do it and lend it out to whoever they want. So that is one thing. And when you start to realize that, you analyze why the ultra wealthy people want to promote things like UBI, like Universal Basic Income. It's not because they want to help the poor people. It's because they have billions in debt, billones en deuda, and what they want to do is destroy the currency, so now their debt is nothing. So that's why they want to do it. But in the process of destroying the currency, they are creating inflation, and the average person cannot cover their expenses. Now they have to work extra hours to pay the same thing. But you get the point. What is all this support, you know, with fancy ads, comerciales, with a lot of investment, perfect production, because the wealthy people want to destroy the current currency. But also you have the new news that is, maybe you already know, there is a war between Israel and Palestine, yes, but now there is a potential, even maybe, nuclear war, let's hope it's not the case, between Israel and Iran. So that is going to be scary. Whenever there is a chance of war, gold goes up. Whenever you see gold going up, like in that straight line, like very bullish, something is coming. Just to give you an idea, remember previous COVID, gold started to go up. Let's go, something extra I wanted to mention here is, remember also that nobody wants to tell you that you can build your golden goose. Everybody wants to sell you the eggs, right? It's like, nobody wants to tell you, hey, you know, you can have your own golden goose. Okay, we are back. Someone interrupt me. But coming back to the topic, what I was saying is that everybody wants to sell you the golden egg. They don't want to tell you that you can have your own golden goose. And why? Because if they can, for example, if they can sell you apartments or, I don't know, cars, they can always produce it and sell it to you and have a profit. But when you realize that you can produce your own assets, now you are independent and people don't want you to be independent. Now, for being able to produce an asset, basically you need some things, but basically are a mix of skills and contacts. So it's skills and networking. Interesting enough is people don't acquire the right skills because they are more focused on the certificate. I want to get, and if I ask you, what is the difference between you making or earning 5,000, no, let's say 500 soles or 1,000 soles per day, is basically skills. It's what is the skill that will multiply your revenue per 2, per 5, or per 10? It's just skills. And also the networking. What happened nowadays is everybody is so immersed with their social media, their cell phones, and their AirPods that they forgot how to open conversation with people. You never know who do you have in front of you. Yesterday, it's hard to believe, but I met a producer from Hollywood that he is Peruvian. And he just came here to Peru 2 or 3 months ago. And I met him because he's also bald, he's calvo. And I always say hello to the bald guys, to los calvos. And I just made that contact yesterday. Why? Because, I mean, what's there? Just say hello. What do you do for a living? You never know the potential behind the person. And just to wrap this beautiful podcast, I want to analyze the case of Tai Lopez. you know, I really enjoy his wisdom. And he was saying that we need to have the right balance between spiritual people and scientific people. Many people, they believe in these books like The Secret, The Law of Attraction. And there is a point in that. It's like, if you believe something, you are more motivated to make it happen. And also, he talks about the rendering effect. If you believe in something, it's kind of, there's like a magical tool that you make it happen. And he recap, or he mentioned a phrase that Bill Gates mentioned long time ago. And by the way, Tai Lopez said that if Bill Gates had never donated his stocks on Microsoft, now he will be the wealthiest guy in the world with a fortune of $1.3 trillion. So imagine, Bill Gates will be the first trillionaire in history if he haven't donated his money to his foundation. But we understand that Bill Gates is kind of a dark guy, but you get the point. But what he's trying to say is that if you are too spiritual, try to become a little bit more scientific. Try to read more about how to start a business, like actual information that is understandable. And if you don't believe in God, try to become a little bit more spiritual, because maybe you are missing that. It's like the things that we understand with the energy stuff together can make us operate in a better way. Now, if you want Uncle Balta to translate this to you, because it sounds like bananas, I can tell you that it's a mix of skills and mindset. Skills is the thing that allows you to produce or to solve a problem. And mindset is believing that you can do it. That is going to motivate you and to increase your confidence that you're able to do the thing. I hope you enjoyed this beautiful podcast. Remember, always the golden goose is more important. Before wrapping the pod, remember, if you want to contact me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986.